Dogs. I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And you're on the air with Power Squared. We want to thank Julia, Jen, and Rachel for holding down the fort last week while we were actually out of state. We weren't at a concert, but we were out of state and we couldn't do the show.
Yeah.
Do appreciate them stepping in and doing the art bit that they did. And we encourage you to, of course, watch that when you get a chance.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about 2 weeks ago. We talked about going to WonderCon, and we thought we would talk about what that experience was like for us. We didn't have a table at WonderCon, so our experience is more just in general going to it, not interacting with potential readers. And
we're just attendees.
Yeah, we did try to get a table, and we were on the waiting list. But when we got there, there was like at least a half a dozen open spaces.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we couldn't have gotten a table, but it's probably fine that we didn't.
At least they gave me a place to take my jacket off because it got hot in there.
Yeah, it was. Part of our experience too is it was really raining.
Yeah.
And so you kind of feel it's much more. Feel more trapped inside in a way, like a wet rat in a can't get out kind of deal. But I guess our experience this year wasn't as great as we had hoped it would be.
It wasn't as fun as it was before,
right? And I don't recall, was it a blast last year, or was it sort of like it's okay and this just didn't get any better?
Yeah, I think it was like more like that.
Yeah, so we're talking about WonderCon in Anaheim, which was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, impressions?
Feel like while we did get some stuff we can show later, there wasn't that much.
Right.
Like, that we were interested in. The people that we wanted to see in Artist Alley was mostly like the usual suspects.
Right.
People that we've met before or have taken classes with and or interviewed, and we wanted to say hi or have more of an interaction.
Did we actually speak with Patrick? He wasn't there when we got there, right? Or something like that?
By the time we decided we had time to try to see him and his line is smaller at WonderCon, way smaller at WonderCon than it is at Comic-Con.
Right, yeah. You can actually almost approach him.
Yeah. By the time we decided to actually try to say hi to him, he wasn't there.
Right.
I assume he was just away.
So it's the usual people that we always we either seek out or run into, right?
Yeah.
Usually, I'll say Don Nguyen.
Yeah.
Because he's, I imagine, if you're just doing a podcast in, Quebec, you could, Don Nguyen, he does a lot of the cons. So.
Yeah.
In Russia, Don Nguyen, oh yes. I'm kidding, but,
but he does do a lot of cons.
Yes, he does. And we do none, he does it like tons. And I think it helps, he's an artist and you can do commissions and all that. So, and then we, you walk the floor and there's a lot of different things to buy.
Yeah.
But not all of it was stuff that we were interested in.
Yeah.
And it's always a bad sign to me when there's a big floor, booth that has nothing to do with comic books or movies or anything, and there was like some I'll say medical nursing school kind of thing.
Yeah,
a big huge presence there.
Yeah, it was a medical school.
Right.
They were there last year, I think.
Yeah.
But of course, since we weren't interested in pursuing medical field, it just wasn't for us.
Yeah, it sort of sounds like okay, and then you're just really looking to fill the space. And again, there are people who want tables.
Yeah.
WonderCon. And
I think the only there also weren't that many comic book companies there.
Right.
There was IDW, but that was a kind of I think IDW's booths have gotten weaker over the years.
They were the biggest presence, and they had a really big booth, but they didn't have anything in it. It was mostly like, I mean, is that the one where it seemed like there was a big, huge gap and there was for places to sit in the back or something? It was just like,
yeah, wasn't that much. I think they were going to do signings, but otherwise they were had like a row of, a big row of like TMNT and other. Yeah. I forget exactly. I just remember seeing so much TMNT stuff.
Right. And were they the ones with the roulette wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you get a poster because you had to buy something in order to do it and get a prize.
And there wasn't a sign saying that as far as we could tell.
Right. Not that we felt like they were cheating us, but it would just seem like, hey, you could have said something. Or you could have, like, you know, hey, there's not that many people here. You could give something away. But anyway, yeah, and then there were a couple of panels that we wanted to go to, and one of them was the how to get news coverage, which was at 5:30, but by 3:30 we were just like, we gotta go.
Yeah, we felt exhausted earlier than we did before, I think.
Yeah, I think some of it had to do with the weather, and some of it had to do with just it seemed sparse. Especially when we got over to that third, there was like three floors, and by the time we got to the third floor, where Golden Apple had its little booth, it was pretty deserted over there.
Yeah,
which is probably where we would end up if we had a booth. But and then the one panel that we did go to didn't promise, and I know Russell Nolte was there, but it just didn't promise to be very actually informative. More, you know,
some informative booths or panels, sorry, end up being people more patting themselves on the back.
Yeah, they turn into sort of biographies as opposed to
useful information.
Yeah, and so I guess
you could learn from hearing about what they did, but it doesn't necessarily apply to you.
Well, it was because what happened to them wasn't going to happen to you because it happened to them 30 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So the situations have changed, or you didn't have that experience. I wasn't, you know. I've gone to a lot of, you know, how to make a Kickstarter work. Well, I'd been in the business for 30 years and everybody knew my name, so it was easy for me to raise money on Kickstarter.
That's not going to help me.
Yeah. And it sort of had the promise of being that kind of a panel where it was just sort of, you know, pat yourself on the back with all the great shit you're doing. So it wasn't a total loss. I mean, we did get to see people that we normally would want to see.
Yeah.
I kind of wish there were more things. There were some cool things that happened on Friday night. Friday is a bad day for us to go to something like that.
Yeah.
But there were some cool things we could have done on Friday, but we weren't there. And then, we were there from, you know, kind of started when it opened to like 3:30. We were like done.
Yeah. Well, wiped.
Yeah. And again, not a total loss. We did buy some stuff, find some things to buy.
Yes, we did.
Do you want to show the people?
All right. So, the thing we had marked for sure was Little Shop of Pins had slap koozies, which is like a slap bracelet, but for
a soda or...
Yeah. But for a drink.
Yeah, so we were into it big time because we got five of them.
Well, they happened to be designs that we...
Yeah.
Like jazz solo.
Right.
Or waffle.
Right.
It just seemed like a fun thing.
And if you've ever watched any sort of... police drama that takes place in New York City, it's the probably upside down, but it's the Greek coffee thing that they always have.
Yeah,
every single one of them has. Like there's only one seller of coffee in New York.
Yeah, so I think we'll find a use for those at some point.
Yeah,
label something that we're all using.
Right.
There's this also. Went to like more independence.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Star Salts had these. I previously got a Five Nights at Freddy's lanyard from them. They had Charms, so I got two that were Freddy Fazbear, or Glam Rock Freddy, and Roxanne Wolf from Security Breach. Let's see. So an artist, I hope I'm saying this right. Cluia. They had prints that we liked.
Right. Which are still sealed in the back.
Yeah. Like there's this one with a Fox and Game Boys.
Right.
Jar and I were familiar with the artist from White Box, and we thought it was cool they were that she got to go to a bigger stage.
Right.
Like, I think she's gonna be at Comic-Con, so.
Alright.
Cool. Okay, is it Val? Is it Hochberg or Hochberg?
Yeah, Hochberg.
Yeah, one of those is probably correct. But
I'm not trying to insult you, but
we got this Nick and Judy.
And then we bought something at Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con. We got a thing that was Robin Hood and
right.
Maid Marian.
Right.
It was an anniversary for. It was Comic-Con. It was an anniversary of Robin Hood, so some booths were selling Robin Hood stuff, so we were also in a Robin Hood mood. Tony Fleeks had a booth.
Mm-hmm.
He was selling copies of Feral number one, so we got that signed. Haven't read this yet, but we liked Stray Dogs.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and the art is really, really, I mean, it's sort of, it looks like Disney. It's not a Disney story.
Yeah, the Disney. We thought that Disney-esque art style was actually very fitting.
And we actually asked him if he'd be on the show. We haven't heard back yet.
Yeah.
So if you're watching, info at powersquarecomicbook.com.
From Dodeca Donuts, got this Dice Tower coffee cup.
Yeah. Now they had. I wasn't sure how those donuts worked.
It's
a similar idea.
Those look like dice storage.
Okay, but they were like $135 or something.
Yeah,
they were really
those are
pricey. They're made of wood or something.
Yeah, I assume it's the materials.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
They look really good, but we were attracted to the dice tower.
And what does that do?
Well, you can. You drop a die
mm-hmm.
top, and it rolls it.
Okay, so instead of you hand rolling it, it rolls it for you.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure how well I can demonstrate this.
Yeah,
this angle.
Right,
but it does work.
Okay, and it's kind of a cool looking thing.
Yeah, and we supported a small business,
which we're all about because we are a small business.
Yeah. Small businesses gotta look out for each other.
Yes.
So I think that's pretty much all we got.
Now, did we talk to some people about being on the show?
Yes.
Which was Flex?
Fleeks.
Fleeks, sorry.
Tony Fleeks. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
And then, is that where we talked to Livio?
Yeah.
Who is actually going to be on the show.
Yes.
Right, in May.
Yeah.
Which we'll be hyping that a whole bunch later. We're doing sort
we'll
of
get,
a...
I was going to say we'll get a... We'll hype that up later.
Right. We're doing a month of Transformers. In May.
Yes.
A lot of creators of different things. So it wasn't, we did have that kind of experience.
Yeah.
And we did reach out to a couple of people. The guy that does White Ash Comics, I reached out to him.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back yet from him either, but people are busy. And
yeah.
This is sort of con season, so.
Yeah.
He might be, or like everybody else, are doing two or three Kickstarters at the same time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it wasn't a total, but it just was disappointing, I guess.
Yeah.
Overall.
Oh, yeah, I also got a couple T-Turtle shirts.
Right.
I don't have them here right now.
It's okay. And you heard about our little getting professional badge took 6 months, practically.
Yeah.
Which is a long time to wait, WonderCon, just so you know. And there are people that were...
Well, there are other people feel the same way, so...
One of the people we run into at every con we go to is Gary Keitzel, and he had the same issue. He didn't find out until like 2 weeks before that he was professional.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the holdup was.
It's longer than it took before.
Yeah.
Something slowed down the process.
Yes.
That we're not aware of.
But, you know, in 3 years, if you need us to help you, let us know.
So I guess I go back to something we said about IDW. It's like we would have been okay with following the rules if the rules were clearer.
Right, yeah. She was nice to us, but it was just sort of like, okay, I don't really want to the same poster 3 times. You can spin the wheel, but I'm going to give you the same thing. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I guess that was kind of our experience.
Yeah.
Hopefully next year it'll be better.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a table. Fill up some of the empty spaces.
One can hope.
So, I think that kind of wraps up our what happened at WonderCon.
Yes.
All right. So until next time, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And you've been on the air with Power Squared.